Basically, we've tried to find places that will accept, first of all, children. Mm-hmm. And second of all, we're trying to find places that is affordable. You know, we need a, you know, roughly a good size 2-bedroom home. We need a 3-bedroom home, but to any avail, we haven't found anything that's been affordable. And first of all, up to code. And second of all, you know, that's will allow children. So our situation as of yet has been nil to nothing. And it doesn't look like it's going to proceed to be any different in the time of, you know, timely fashion that we need. We don't know what situation we're into as of yet, because the house has been showed multiple times. There's been multiple offers on the home. And yeah, so we don't know when we need to be out by, but it's not a good situation trying to find a rental property that's can be available for us for long-term rent.
You know, affordable means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Absolutely, yes.
What does it mean to you?
Affordable to me means, do you pay rent or do you feed your family? Or do you, you know, do you live in the streets? Do you live in your vehicle? It's a very scary situation as far as what affordable means to a lot of other individuals. And I mean, to me, it's whether you pay rent or whether you eat, you know, which shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way.
And, you know, you obviously don't have to disclose this, but what would be your maximum price?
Well, maximum right now, I mean, would be anywhere from, you know, $750 to $900 a month. You know, if it could be less, that'd be perfect. For a 3-bedroom home, you know, or a 2-bedroom large home or apartment, it's, you know, you're looking at $1,100, $1,200, $1,600, $1,700, you know, upwards of the $2,500 range with nothing included. You know, that's not feasible.
And of course, you're not alone in this. We've been hearing from lots of people, not only in the Sackville area, but in Moncton and really across the province, who are facing similar struggles right now and finding a great difficulty in just finding something as basic as a shelter, even though they're working like you. So, you know, I guess that brings us to the role of government and trying to in helping people who are in this situation. What do you plan to tell councillors at Monday's town council meeting?
Basically, you know, we don't want them to do the work for us, but we want them to be able to know the problem, which I'm sure they do, but they need to take initiative on the problem. And, you know, we need more organizations and government funding to be able, you know, to help with this situation. It's just, it's something that needs to be addressed, and not in a 5-year, 7-year plan. We need something addressed within, you know, we're talking 6 months to a year, and if not sooner. Like, it needs to be a priority here in the town of Sackville and surrounding areas, because it's very, like I said, it's very scary. It's very unforeseen. Like, you have no idea how much it puts stress on a family, and it shouldn't be that way. And I do appreciate, you know, you're giving me this opportunity to speak out, and, you know, I hope that the media attention will see resolutions on our current situation, and not only mine, but everybody else's as well. You know, like, I worry about me first, but I'm worried about everybody else as well, because I've heard multiple different people in the same situations, if not homeless at the moment, that, you know, as you spoke of, it's not just here, it's everywhere.